You might not have thought of it yourself, but a ballet performance is the perfect place for a pickup because the audience is usually 50% girls who want to be ballerinas themselves. Furthermore, most men won't be caught dead at the ballet, so you'll have very little competition. You'll be the only bull in this field of highly sexed girls. Arrive at the theater a little early and get an inexpensive balcony seat on the aisle. This way you'll be able to look over the girls as they come in. Get a program so you can learn some of the names of the dancers. The girls in the audience are crazy about the dancers, so you have to seem interested too. Check out some of the dancers' past performances and memorize a few facts. Now sit back and enjoy the show. You don't make your move until intermission. This is how Jeff, who works the ballet matinees in New York City, handled it recently after he'd picked out a tall blonde in the lobby who was wearing a sexy purple leotard.
Say, I've just got to talk to somebody about how great Joanna Weber was in that last number. I mean, she was really out of sight.
Yes, she was quite good.
I mean, you didn't love her? She was fantastic, just fantastic. Better than when I saw her in Swan Lake.
You saw her in Swan Lake, too?
Sure. I'm a real fan of Joanna's. You know, you look a lot like her. You've got the same grace and blonde hair.
Really?
Jeff had noticed this girl looked like Joanna Weber, and he's right to remark on it, because any girl in that audience would love to be compared to such a beautiful dancer.
But didn't you think Joanna was great? I mean, I haven't seen her do a pas de deux like that since her New Year's Eve performance last year.
You saw her New Year's Eve performance?
Sure. Didn't you?
Oh, I wanted to, but I had a date.
So did I, but I came to the ballet first. I don't miss a Joanna Weber performance just for a date.
Oh, I wish I'd been able to come.
Now the girl is really impressed. Here's a man who does what she likes to do. And since so few men take her interest in the dance seriously, she's already hung up on Jeff.
You must be a dancer yourself.
How did you know?
It's easy to tell.
It is?
Sure. You walked in here the same way Joanna Weber walked out for her curtain call. Poised and together.
Thank you.
Where do you study?
At the Modern Ballet School on Fifth Avenue.
Say, that's right near where I live.
Jeff doesn't live anywhere near there. But until he has this chick in the palm of his hand, he's playing it safe. And he's playing it right, because listen.
We're neighbors then, because I live near there too in a little studio apartment.
Say, why don't I give you a lift home after the show?
Oh, that would be very nice.
Okay, I'll meet you right here after the show.
The intermission's over and a perfect pickup begun. All Jeff had to do was act as if he knew something about the ballet, and the rest followed naturally. This chick was waiting for a man with some interest in dancing, and now she has the whole second half of the show to realize how special he is. Most guys don't think of the ballet as a pickup spot. Now you know better. Remember, girls who do difficult dance exercises all day long want to relax and enjoy their bodies in the evening. And why shouldn't you relax with them? Let's cut back to Jeff and his blonde chick in the cab going home.
And I thought Joanna was at the top of her form in the first half, but she outdid herself in that last act.
Oh, I'm so glad you enjoyed it. I love the ballet.
You're really into dance, aren't you?
Well, I want to be as good as Joanna Weber someday.
I bet you're already just as good as she is in some ways.
Well, I can mix a good drink. Would you like to come up for one?
That would be a perfect nightcap.
Now Jeff can take her anywhere from here. She'll do anything for a man who thinks she's a natural dancer and a star. Why not? He appreciates her. And girls like to be appreciated, just like everybody does. Catch the ballet next time it comes to your town. You'll have a ball.